In this bulletin, the New South Wales Premier resists calls for a mask mandate amid a record number of COVID-19 cases, Victoria's mental health workforce set to be expanded, and in sport, the Central Coast Mariners secure a hard-fought win over the Western Sydney Wanderers. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns is urging the state government to reintroduce mandatory masks indoors. It comes as New South Wales again breaks the record for the highest daily COVID-19 case increase in any Australian state or territory, reporting 2,566 new infections. More than 10,000 people in the state have contracted COVID-19 in the past 5 days alone. But Premier Dominic Perrottet has so far resisted calls for a mask mandate, saying individuals have to take personal responsibility. Mr. Minns says measures should be taken to reduce the spread of the virus.
For those that aren't doing it, this seems to be a common sense measure that it's being recommended by health officials, and it's in the service of what is the ultimate policy goal here, and that is slowing the spread of the disease and preventing a crippling lockdown, which we don't want, the government doesn't want, no one in this state wants.
Meanwhile, Tasmania is mandating masks indoors as the state records 3 new COVID-19 cases after reopening its border. It takes the number of active infections in Tasmania to 7. Premier Peter Gutwin says while the new cases aren't unexpected, mask wearing will minimise their impact. He says the mandate will come into place on Tuesday.
Masks will be mandatory for all indoor settings, so that will include offices, restaurants, pubs, clubs, also including public transport or in taxis or ride sharing, retail settings, supermarkets. We've done this before. It's important. In fact, a lot of Tasmanians are already doing it.
Just over 91% of Tasmanians aged 16 and older are fully vaccinated. Victoria will spend $41 million to boost its mental health care workforce by a further 358 employees as part of a major upgrade for the sector. The measure is a key recommendation of the state's Mental Health Royal Commission, which delivered its findings in February. Acting Premier James Molino says the mental health and wellbeing workforce strategy will ensure world-class care, with clinicians who feel rewarded and supported in their work.
It's about people. It's about investing in the people who care for us when we are our most vulnerable. That's what mental health reform is all about. We can build all the facilities. We can build all the mental health facilities we want. We can invest in capital, but if we don't have the workforce, there is no mental health reform. There is no rebuilding of our mental health system.
Hong Kong voters are heading to the polls for the first Legislative Council elections held after controversial national security legislation was passed and the electoral system overhauled. But it's been slammed as an undemocratic, patriots-only election, and voters are expected to shun the ballot box, despite government efforts to boost turnout. It's a crime in Hong Kong to incite someone not to vote or to cast an invalid vote. A member of the Electoral Observation Project, Kenneth Chan, says the government has been putting a lot of effort into encouraging people to vote.
The government has been trying very hard to boost the turnout, but judging from a series of opinion surveys that we have done so far, it hasn't been a very big success. I would say there's a big gap between what the government expects and what is being shown according to the poll results.
To sport, and Central Coast Mariners coach Nick Montgomery has praised his side's discipline after two second-half goals sealed a hard-fought 2-0 win over the Western Sydney Wanderers. The result gives the Mariners back-to-back home wins over their Sydney-based rivals. Montgomery says he's pleased to see the team execute the game plan.
I think they showed a lot of discipline the last couple of weeks as well. And for me, you know, we're a disciplined team, and the boys stick to the game plan. Doesn't always go to plan, and on the pitch, the boys have got to make decisions at times, which things are unpredictable. It's an unpredictable game, but I think all in all, the discipline that we showed today and the boys we have in the team, like all the leaders that we've got, we'll make sure that game plan, we stick to the game plan and we don't move away from it. And I think we did that today as well.
And now tomorrow's weather. sunny in Perth and 31 degrees, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 24, the same for Melbourne and 26 degrees, a shower or two in Hobart becoming windy and 20, sunny in Canberra and 26, partly cloudy in Wollongong and 25 degrees, mostly sunny in Sydney and 27, partly cloudy in Newcastle and 28, mostly sunny in Brisbane and 33, similar conditions in Cairns and 34 degrees, and a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, also 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.